Surprising.
Cool tattoo.
Thanks.
It means fiery strength.
No, it means of two men who love each other. You are the one who plays the woman.
Followed by Law & Order SVU, a child's secret leads to a killer. NBC Tonight.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more than anything.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Dropping the Ohio lawsuit. Now that the electoral vote has been officially certified and the inauguration scheduled, a group of voters has decided to drop their challenge to the results of Ohio's presidential election. 37 voters who cast ballots November 2nd had challenged the election, citing fraud in Ohio, and they were seeking an examination of voting procedures in hopes of overturning George W. Bush's victory in Ohio. The election was decided with Ohio's 20 Electoral College votes. Bush won the state of Ohio officially by 118,000 votes. The Chief Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court still has to rule on the motion to dismiss the case, although he is expected to go along with the request. Security will be pretty intense for this month's inauguration in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says it'll be the highest level of security for any inauguration. Ridge says the inauguration's been designated a national security event, and the Secret Service will be the lead law enforcement agency, directing a force numbering in thousands. The military, the FBI, the state police, even federal emergency management agency disaster response teams will be deployed throughout the nation's capital on January 20th. George W. Bush today chose former federal prosecutor Michael Chertoff to succeed Tom Ridge as the next Homeland Security Secretary. In announcing Chertoff's nomination, Bush was quick to say that he's been confirmed by the Senate three different times. He is currently a federal appeals court judge. Bush called Chertoff a key leader in the war on terror, a brilliant thinker, and a practical organizer. Chertoff was head of the Justice Department's criminal division on September 11th and led the legal response. Earlier, Chertoff helped investigate former President Bill Clinton as the Republican counsel to the Senate Whitewater Committee. Bush is warning lawmakers today ignoring Social Security's problems, as he calls them, could be more politically dangerous than trying to overhaul it. The president kicked off his New Year campaign to revamp the retirement system by arguing it will soon be, quote, flat bust. At a Washington forum on the subject, Bush said those who duck the system's problems will, quoting here, pay a price at the ballot box. However, even some Republicans are leery of grappling with what's often called the third rail of American politics. Bush's preferred way of revamping Social Security is to let younger workers use payroll tax money to open private investment accounts. Canada's confirmed a new case of mad cow disease. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says the brain-wasting disease has showed up in an Alberta cow younger than seven. No part of the animal, they say, has entered the human or animal feed system. This is the second case of the disease just this year. This is Air America Radio News.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. Put your hand on the Bible. Pleather. Before she takes oath, we hear from the new Washington governor-elect, Christine Gregory. Plus, ever seen your parents taken away in handcuffs? Were your grandparents communists? Sexy, huh? Ty Jones, author of A Radical Line, From the Labor Movement to the Weather Underground, lets us bark up his family tree.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. In a few minutes, I want to share with you a letter that was written by Cindy Sheehan, who is a Gold Star mother, Gold Star family, who those are families who have lost sons or brothers or husbands or daughters at this point in the invasion of Iraq. I'm going to share it with you in just a couple of minutes here. First, a couple of quick items, as usual, that catches my attention every day when we're putting the program together. In the ones from the so-called red states, the stories from the so-called red states, which is nonsense. There's no such thing as a red state or a blue state, but it's a media construct, and what the hell, let's play along. This concerns the state of Nebraska. There's a small town there, Bayard, Nebraska. And local school board had a tax error, a federal tax error, totaling less than $40. It was 12 times this occurred on the school's quarterly tax returns during 2000, 2001, and 2002. And each quarter had a $3.25 error. So it totaled up to less than $40. So the IRS is suing the school board for $10,000. Now, this is for a one-room schoolhouse. And the public is being asked to contribute to the fine faced by Hill Public School. It's just one-room schoolhouse near Bayard, Nebraska. The school is trying to raise $2,000 from the sale of its 1985 Chevy van. And that van is, the school has eight students. The van is used to take the eight students who are in kindergarten through the eighth grade on field trips. Oh, God. The IRS informed the school in June of 2003, and they want the fine paid now. And a spokesperson for the school board said that an accountant from nearby Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, is to blame for the error. He made a mistake, $3.25 mistake. Now, compounding the fine is the fact that $20,000 budget cut the school has received from the state. State of Nebraska doesn't have any money. So they notified the school, look, we can't give you the $20,000 that we gave you last year, so you're not going to get it. One full-time teacher and one teacher's aide work at the school. A spokeswoman for the school said, I don't know how long we can keep going, but we're going to try as long as we can. Families have offered to drive their students on field trips if the van is sold. And spokeswoman for the school board says she's going to go to area businesses and ask for tax-deductible donations. You got to love it, don't you? Huh? $40 error. Tennessee, which has a Democratic governor, I think he's a dino, a Democrat in name only, I'm not sure, Phil Bredesen. He announced yesterday that he is going to have to drop 323,000 adults in Tennessee from that state's expanded Medicaid program. This will save the state $1.6 billion a year. Now, if you remember, when was it, Kathy? About a year ago, 18 months ago, some right-wing talk show host in Nashville led a protest against a proposed increase in taxes in the state of Tennessee. I don't remember if it was a sales tax or a property tax, but this right-wing freak talk show host just went totally out of his gourd, showed up at the state capitol with a bunch of redneck followers. God, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Demanding that there be no tax increase. Well, it intimidated the hell out of the Tennessee legislature, so they didn't pass the tax increase. It was a very small amount. It might have amounted to, I don't know, what, $8-$9 a year, if that, total, for the people involved who would be paying it. And the state of Tennessee, the legislators of the state of Tennessee were totally intimidated by these rednecks, so they didn't pass it. And the governor at the time said, this is going to cause a lot of problems. And the rednecks, led by this right-wing talk freak in Nashville, you know, went, nah, so what? Well, here you go. 323,000 adults dropped. It says here the announcement capped weeks of negotiations between the governor and healthcare advocates in an effort to save this program in Tennessee that offered coverage to the working poor. This is not people who are on welfare. These are working people, working class people who cannot afford health insurance. Now, the good news, the governor first said he was going to have to end it all. 430,000 people, including 100,000 children. But they decided to keep the 100,000 children whose families fall into that category, working poor. Is this the only country in the world where such a category exists? You work, you bust your ass, your spouse works, you try your damnedest to make a living, and you can't afford health insurance. How much more of this are we going to take? The governor said, I want everyone to know I've tried everything. There's no lump sum of federal money that will make the problem go away. It's not there. So there you have it, 323,000. Now, you and I both know, because you and I are intelligent, what this will mean to the state of Tennessee in terms of lost revenue. 323,000 adults who will not have health insurance. What happens when they get sick? What happens when they go for emergency care? They go to an emergency room because they don't have health care, and they have to be treated. Who pays for that? These dumb, knuckle-dragging rednecks led by this freak talk show host in Nashville, they are the ones who will pay for it. They are the ones who will pay for it. I hate this. You know, it just turns my stomach. It turns my stomach. Is there anything a right-winger, I don't care what the right-winger does, if the right-winger is a preacher, a talk show host, a military person, a businessman, is there anything that right-wingers do that justify the fact that they breathe? That they are taking oxygen that you and I might need. That they flush the commode of water that you and I might need. Is there anything that justifies their existence? I swear to God, I cannot think of anything. Nothing. Not a thing. Nothing. Useless. Wouldn't this planet be so much better off if every single neo-Nazi right-winger in just the United States, forget Western Europe and Britain and the ones in South America, just the United States, if these folks would just rapture the hell on out of here and go straight to hell, do not pass the goal, a reverse rapture, if they would all just disappear and their offspring, just all of them, all these right-wingers, just be a huge sucking sound, and they would disappear. Wouldn't this be a wonderful country then? The Bush White House said yesterday that this little nasty case of the Education Department, they're paying $250,000 to Armstrong Williams. Well, comes in one and goes out the other. Armstrong Williams had to settle out of court on a sexual harassment lawsuit brought by a guy who worked with him. Said Armstrong had hit on him 40 or 50 times. Armstrong wanted to have sex with the man because Armstrong was really heterosexual, but he wanted to save himself for when he got married. That's pretty creative, isn't it? Huh? He wanted to save himself heterosexually for his wife, you know, whenever the hell she would show up. So he kept hitting on this guy. Now, Armstrong happens to be gay, but so what? This is what happens when you have closeted gays who take money from the education department to pretend like they're talking about No Child Left Behind, right? So the word out of the White House now, no, that's the only one, Scotty McClellan, the White House press freak, said he knew of no other contract in the administration like the one Williams had. And he also said that Williams shared the blame. McClellan said, you know, there are also questions about whether or not this commentator should have been disclosing the information publicly. Oh, I get it. It's not the deed that's wrong, right, Scott, you freak? It's the fact that Armstrong talked about it. Well, of course.
Why does everything cost so much money? Could somebody please help out my family? My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break, he works all day every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money to take care of his baby. Here's a simple dessert.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives $1 towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope in the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Anybody could be that guy. Not as young as music. High.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be.
They're sick. You know, all of them. Bush is sick. Everybody in this administration is sick. Even the people that they do business with, they're all sick. They all have some sort of illness. And most of it can be attributed to their dishonesty. The flood of reports about the CIA and the DIA and the private contractors and some errant, misguided American soldiers torturing and killing prisoners continues. Now it's a former Navy SEAL says he saw fellow Navy SEALs and CIA officials, that's the important part right there, kick, choke, and eye gouge detainees at a U.S. military base in Iraq. This is in preparation what we were talking about last night, the Salvador option, death squads, torture squads. That's what we're doing now. The former SEAL testified at a military hearing yesterday that he saw interrogation by means of abuse take place at the SEAL base at Baghdad International Airport. It gets kind of weird, but the testimony, some of it's not too weird for radio. This witness said, and he's a former SEAL himself, said, a prisoner under interrogation by the CIA was abused and beaten and punched and choked by the CIA and two or three other Navy SEALs. One guy that they were beating up on, someone named Al-Jamadi, Manadel Al-Jamadi, who was a suspect in the bombing of a Red Cross facility in Iraq. Nothing ever proven, no evidence. They just round these people up. He died, al-Jamadi died a few hours after he was captured during a joint CIA special ops mission in November 2003. He died while being interrogated by CIA personnel in the shower at the Abu Ghraib prison. He died. That's so passive, isn't it? He died. You know, he was beaten to death by CIA operatives. This Navy SEAL is a former SEAL who is not being identified for obvious reasons, was the main witness at this Article 32 hearing, which is kind of like a grand jury. They're looking to indict these people. This goes on and on, doesn't it? There's a group out here called the Christian Defense Coalition. They're very upset because they say crosses have been banned from Bush's coronation parade route, and they call it religious discrimination and censorship. This guy, the Reverend Patrick Mahoney, and the Christian Defense Coalition were granted a permit to hold a prayer vigil and demonstration during the parade down Pennsylvania Avenue. The permit had a list of prohibited structures that the feds will not allow, including bicycles, crates, coffins, cages, statues, and crosses. Now, Reverend Mahoney is outraged. He says, why were crosses singled out over any other religious symbol, like the Star of David or Islamic symbols? Now, wait. I know where you're going. I know where you are already. He said, this is offensive. It's, in my view, religious bigotry. Why weren't Stars of David and Islamic symbols banned? In a letter to the Secret Service, the Christian Defense Coalition said no justification exists for categorical exclusions of crosses. Now, what they're alleging, this group of put-upon Christians, is that since the directive only said crosses, the directive means that the Christians can't wear little crosses around their necks. The Christians can't wear pendants. The Christians can't wear crosses on charm bracelets. The Christians can't wear cross earrings. But the Jews can wear Stars of David, and the Muslims can wear Islamic symbols. The Catholic Christians, for example, means they can't take the rosary home because from home to the break because it has a cross on it. Can you believe this? That's what these morons are saying. They're saying, well, you're telling us we can't wear a cross. We can't have a cross. And, of course, that's not what the thugs at the Secret Service are saying at all. They're saying, look, we have a president who's hated by 50% of America and 90% of the world. We got to protect this moron. We don't want big crosses brought here with you people pretending like you're Christ, walking the Via Dolorosa or something. It's Pennsylvania Avenue. This is not Italy. This is not Mexico. We don't want to see you beating yourselves with fish hook encrusted whips and bleeding down Pennsylvania Avenue. So we're telling you, no crosses. But if you want to wear one around your neck, go ahead. Maybe you'll get lucky and, I don't know, you'll slip and fall and as you go down, the chain will hook around a fence and you'll die and then you can go to heaven, you know. But this is what the controversy is all about, you see. Bush is a hated man. There might be people there who want to do him harm. They don't want somebody showing up with a cross and, you know, like, I'm a Christian, and then when Bush comes by, beating on him, right? But these Christian freaks say, oh, we can't wear our pendant.
I'm Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Planet check.
Dishing up the dirt on the Pentagon.
What they're trying to do is exempt themselves from a lot of environmental regulations worldwide.
That's Kyla Bennett from PEER, Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility.
The Pentagon is proposing a directive which drastically reduces its responsibilities to protect the environment and human health.
The Pentagon is one of the biggest polluters on the planet.
Not to mention a recalcitrant environmental violator all over the world, not just in our country.
This new proposed directive is under the radar.
It was leaked to us. They are certainly not wanting it to be public. And oftentimes we've found with the Pentagon, when the bright light of day is shined on their squirrely activities, things tend to disappear.
Make some noise at peer.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Can a moderate leadership emerge in a Palestinian society where children are recruited to be suicide bombers? Can Ariel Sharon pull the settlers out of Gaza without bringing down his government? How are American Jews and the issues we care about affected by the presidential election? Why is Madonna studying Kabbalah? How do you rate the best kosher hot dogs? Read the foreword and find out. Keep up with tradition and what's new and changing. Enjoy award-winning reviews and arts coverage, exclusive reporting on stories found nowhere else, provocative editorials and news analysis on issues affecting all of us. More than ever, we need to stay in touch. And there's no better way than reading the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. Try it for 4 weeks free. You'll then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now for the Forward. 800-253-7800. That's 800-253-7800.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now. 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now. 1-800-476-7241.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I think that all the voices that are being heard on Air America have all different views, and that's great.
The future of Air America is to become the propaganda media for the Democratic Party when everybody gets their message organized.
866-303-AAR0.
Lock on to that Social Security thing. It's huge, and it is a chance to take Bush at the kneecaps.
We're listening.
These people are good people in a lot of ways, but they don't see the obvious things.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour, I got an email from Cindy Sheehan. She wrote to, oh God, there must be 100 people in the two. Everybody from L.A. Times to Truth Out to this show to Randy Rhodes. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Joe Scarborough, all over the place. She writes to everyone, we are some Gold Star families who have lost sons, brothers, husbands in the illegal invasion and occupation of Iraq. Some of us are going to D.C. to protest the inauguration next week, and we have been trying to get a meeting with Donald Rumsfeld. We would like to meet with him face to face so he can see the pain that he and the others have caused us and to answer some questions we have. We've been trying to get this meeting for 2 weeks now without even a response from anyone at Department of Defense, not even to turn our request down. Are we so insignificant to this administration that we don't even warrant a reply to our requests? I'm sending you this copy of my last letter that I sent to Rumsfeld. And I want to share this with you. It's dated January 9th. This is what Cindy wrote. You claim to the Secretary of Defense, you claim that you deeply feel our loss and you're trying to appear very compassionate and caring. It is my feeling since my son, Specialist Casey Austin Sheehan, was killed in Sadr City in an ambush on April 4, 2004, that the soldiers that have been sent over there to die for your administration's lies and betrayals are the least of your concerns. If you really cared about our brave young men and women who have been put into harm's way for no reason, you would have brought them home months ago when it was proven that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, no connection with 9/11, when Saddam was captured and the Iraqis were given freedom from him, and so forth. If you cared about our soldiers before the falsehoods were exposed to the light, you would have sent them over to fight a war with the proper training, planning, armor, equipment, and supplies. You would have been more realistic and planned better for the occupation. Now the big story that you and yours are telling is that American troops over in Iraq are there to bring Iraqis democracy and to give them control of their own country. One of our questions for you would be, if this is true, after the sham elections and after you all have your puppet government installed in Iraq, are you going to bring our troops home? After the elections, what's going to be the reason to keep our young people in danger? What's going to be the reason to keep millions of innocent Iraqis in danger? My son was told that he would be going to Iraq to rebuild schools, sewer systems, and relationships with the people of Iraq. He was lied to also. He was told that he would be welcomed as a liberator with chocolates and flowers. Well, he was killed 2 short weeks after he arrived in Iraq, and he wasn't killed by chocolates and flowers. It was RPGs and small arms fire. Since you all have tried to equate Saddam and Osama and make us citizens of the U.S. believe that they are the same two people, are you trying to convince us that chocolates and flowers are the same as grenades and bullets? Using doublespeak, are we to believe that liberator and occupier are one and the same? Mr. Rumsfeld, you tried these politics of fear in the Ford administration, and you are playing them again with us. I just want to let you know that there are some people who aren't afraid. We are fighting to bring our children home from this illegal and immoral war, and we are fighting to bring peace and democracy back to our country. There's a group of Gold Star families who are going to be in Washington for the inauguration between the 19th and the 21st of January. We have requested a meeting with you, and we haven't received one yet. My challenge to you would be for you to meet with us if you care so much and feel our losses so deeply. It would be an excellent opportunity for you to prove that you have compassion for our children and truly do care about our losses. We, as families, have many other questions for you also. For example, the Department of Defense still says that my son's death is, quote, under investigation, close quote. When I request information, I don't even get a reply. My son was killed due to the lack of proper training, proper armor, proper equipment, and proper planning. Why? Your public answers to questions such as these have been inadequate and very flippant, and instead of bringing peace and assurance to many of us Gold Star families, your statements hurt us more deeply. In requesting our meeting, we, the families, gave you a deadline to respond to us. That deadline was January 10th. We come from all over the country, and we all have numerous media contacts. As I stated last week, if we do not hear from your office regarding this meeting, we are going to the media. I think your attitude about the safety of our troops and lack of compassion for not signing the so-called death letters has been a very big news story, and I think the media would be interested to know that you won't meet with us. I think the media would also be interested to know that you will meet with us if a meeting is set up. Mr. Secretary, you've been quoted as saying you stay up at night with concern for those at risk. Well, I haven't had a good night's sleep, free of nightmares, since April 4th, 2004. My nights are full of grief, and my days are full of pain. My family just passed our first Christmas without our son Casey, and it was so depressing. I couldn't even bring myself to get my decorations out. I couldn't bear to see Casey's stocking, which has been hung in joyful anticipation for the past 25 years. We just passed the 9-month anniversary of his death. He was in my womb for his first 9 months, and the last 9 months he has been in the womb of our Mother Earth. I wish I could convey to you in person the pain and devastation your reckless policies have brought to my life. The grief is so profound and primal that it can't easily be described by the written word. You can't see my red, swollen eyes or my grief-etched face. At this point, I have the feeling that you think my son was a spendable resource for you, like a bullet or a bomb. But my son was an indispensable part of our family and my heart and soul. Your policies have created a hole in my heart and our family that can never be filled. Never. I think it is your responsibility to meet with us. And our right as Americans and families of heroes to be granted this meeting, I know it would ease our minds to have the answers to our questions and the assurance that you really do feel our losses deeply. A meeting with us would be a chance to put your words into action. This will be my third and final request. Cindy Sheehan.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
My name's McBride. I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
70 million Americans have trouble sleeping. If you're one of them, then you need all-natural liquid sleep. It's guaranteed to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and to reach the deep, rejuvenating delta sleep you need to be at the top of your game mentally and physically. Prescription drugs can leave you feeling hungover, but with liquid sleep, you wake up wide awake and completely refreshed. And liquid sleep contains no dangerous ingredients. In fact, one of the components is derived from tryptophan, the chemical in turkey that makes you so sleepy every Thanksgiving. Try liquid sleep now, risk-free. If after only one night you don't fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and enjoy the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life, return it for a full refund. Order liquid sleep now and we'll include a memory foam pillow, an $80 value absolutely free. Sweet dreams.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why George W. Bush would be held in this
situation. What's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about? Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 11 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk about Michael Chertoff a little bit later in the program and who this guy really is. I think he's worse than Kerik. You know, Kerik was a two-bit chiseler. Chertoff is a world-class killer. Unbelievable, isn't it? But we were talking about Rumsfeld. And last night we were talking about the so-called Salvador option, that is hiring hit squads, death squads, to go into Iraq and murder people that the Bush crime family doesn't like. That way they can say, well, you know, we're trying to cut the troop losses, American troop losses in Iraq. I mean, this gang is the sickest gang I think ever has occupied the White House. I think we're all in agreement with that. But he was at a press conference today with the Russian defense minister, Sergei Ivanov. You wonder what they're talking about, right? And he was asked about the so-called Salvador option. Listen to how this guy, who is one of the people who designed it, tries to play stupid.
On the subject of Iraq, I also have been reading and hearing about this so-called Salvador option, I think it's called. And I looked all through Newsweek, which apparently was the place that supposedly it appeared. I couldn't find it. But everyone's talking about it, and it's nonsense. The reality is that the responsibility of the commanders there in the coalition and the Iraqi government is to see that the Iraqis are trained up to provide security for that country. And somebody has been reading too many spy novels and went off in flights of fancy.
Isn't that amazing? You know what the equivalent of that statement is? I'll dispense with the German accent. Here's the equivalent. They're called what? Death camps? We're doing what to the Jews? We're gassing them. No. We rounded up a few Jews, yes, but these happen to be communist Jews. And, you know, we don't like communism. And they're in concentration camps, yeah, but they're well taken care of. Now, I've heard reports that there was some typhoid in the camps, and a few of these people died. But you guys are reading too many spy novels, I don't know what you're reading. But we don't have anything against the Jews. What are you talking about? What's the name of the place? Treblinka. I can't even say it. Is that a Polish word or is that a Treblinka? Treblinka. Uh huh. And what's supposedly going on there? You know, I heard there was a report about this in some newspaper, some magazine, and I haven't seen the article. I don't know what it's about. I have no earthly idea. But we have no interest in killing Jews. What? Why would we have interest in killing Jews? I mean, this is Germany, for heaven's sake. This is we are a bastion of intellectual thought and religious freedom and Freud, Einstein. You know, how many people do I have to name? Huh? We're the classic music center of Europe, science, everything, industry. Jews killing it. Somebody said we're killing. Wait a minute. Did you hear about this? We're killing. I'm sorry. I have no idea. It sounds like somebody went off in flights of fancy. Since he brought it up, a reporter asked about the possible use of death squads. The reporter says, just to be clear, Mr. Secretary, are you ruling out death squads? Are you ruling that out?
First of all, the Pentagon doesn't do things like are described in the reporting on the story, since I've not seen the story. Second, the task of training the Iraqis is to train them to do the things they need to do to provide security for their country. And it does not involve the kinds of things that are characterized in that story at all. It just doesn't.
We have no plans for this Zyklon B? What is Zyklon B? They're pellets? It's a gas? It's what? And now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. The report says that we round up all these people of the Jewish faith and we take them and tell them they're going to have a shower? Is that what the reports are? And they go into these dormitory-like communal showers and then we gas them? Is that what I'm hearing? We don't do that. We have nothing like that going on. Well, I can't understand. I come out here to talk to you people, to try to explain to you about the great advances of the fatherland, what Herr Hitler has done to bring this nation back from the disaster that the rest of Europe imposed on us after World War I. Our industry is thriving. We've added millions of jobs. We had a horrible recession, depression. All over the world. I mean, look, we've done great. Herr Hitler has been wonderful in leading us out of this. We believe in religious freedom. We have nothing against the Jews. Herr Hitler has dinner with two or three Jews at least once a week. They sit down and talk. They talk about industry. You know, they talk about the Jewish businesses. But we don't, we have not, anybody who says that we are planning, who said this, that we are planning on exterminating people just because they're Jewish? Well, that's not even rational. It doesn't even make sense. The Salvador option? What, in Newsweek magazine? I never, 200,000 people killed down there, and when was this? I don't know anything about this. When did this occur? Huh? In the 80s? Oh, in the 80s. Oh, okay. Let's see, that's when I was busy making sure that Saddam Hussein was provided with weapons of mass death. I was too busy with Saddam. How in the hell could I be down engineering mass death in Central America when I was engineering mass death in Iraq and Iran? I don't understand you people. Our president has expressed his faith in my ability to continue as the defense secretary. I've told all these Gold Star mothers that I bleed for them. And now you say that I am involved in something called the Salvador option? Man, I need a drink.
know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Hi, this is Larry King. So I'm at this French restaurant, and the waiter says, Monsieur, red or white? So I say, purple, as in Welch's purple grape juice, because Welch's helps keep your heart healthy. It's made from Welch's Concord grapes that contain powerful antioxidants, like the grapes used to make red wine. Welch's 100% grape juice has no added sugar, is fat-free, cholesterol-free, and certified by the American Heart Association. Forget the corkscrew. Twist open a bottle of delicious Welch's 100% grape juice.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the dark prince of doubt.
A German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, a key leader in the war on terror. Former federal prosecutor Michael Chertoff's been chosen to be the next Homeland Security Secretary. In announcing Chertoff's nomination, George W. Bush noted that he has been confirmed by the Senate three different times. Right now he's a federal appeals court judge. Bush called Chertoff a key leader in the war on terror, a brilliant thinker and practical organizer. Chertoff was head of the Justice Department's Criminal Division on September 11th and led the government's legal response. Before that, Chertoff was a prosecutor in New Jersey and also investigated President Bill Clinton as the Republican counsel to the Senate Whitewater Committee. Chertoff says if confirmed by the Senate, he'd proudly stand again with those on the front line against terror. He has said that law enforcement and prosecutors need greater leeway in their pursuit of suspected terrorists, even if that involves limiting some civil liberties that Americans have grown accustomed to. He's known as an aggressive prosecutor, though critics claim he has sometimes gone overboard, such as in the prosecution of Zacharias Moussaoui, the only person to be charged in the September 11 attacks. Rumsfeld is denying the consideration of the so-called Salvador option. He said somebody's been reading too many spy novels. That reaction from Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld to reports published on the Newsweek website that suggested military planners at the Pentagon are considering the so-called Salvador option for use against Iraqi insurgents. That draws its name from the Reagan administration policy of training nationalist hit squads, assassins, during the guerrilla war in the early 1980s. Newsweek reports that plan is for American Special Forces units to train Iraqi soldiers to serve as death squads to hunt down insurgents. The Newsweek report also suggests these units might even go into places like Syria to hunt down insurgent leaders there. But Rumsfeld says the Pentagon doesn't do things like that. An Arab intellectual has accused the U.S. and Egypt of keeping the United Nations from publishing a survey of the Arab world because it criticizes the U.S. invasion of Iraq and the current state of democracy in Egypt. The U.N. Development Program denied the accusation, but the document's chief coordinator, U.S. officials, have also denied trying to block the report, which is called Freedom and Good Governance in the Arab World, and the Egyptian government has publicly criticized it for not seeking its views. According to a Syrian detainee, Army Specialist Charles Grainer was the Abu Ghraib prison's primary torturer. An email Sheikh says Grainer laughed while physically abusing him and repeatedly threatened to kill him. Prosecutors charged Grainer was the ringleader of the detainee abuse at the Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave the Alligator Wrangler, deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on him. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm.
Ow!
AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition, because we've got two mind-bending guests. Stephanie McLuhan will reveal how her dad, Marshall McLuhan, has been misunderstood and why we give a... And Paul Krugman will join us with his review of Bush's Social Security Administration and casino. Come on, cat food money! Plus, the latest dispatch from the War on Brains on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Let's take some calls here, and then we're going to move on with a couple of these topics. Again, we will get to the Michael Chertoff thing just right before we do a call here. Let me just do this. You know, in talking about the hit squads, you don't hear about this, but an Iraqi trade union leader, a man named Hadi Saleh, who was the international secretary of the Iraqi Federation of Trade Unions, was tortured and killed in his home in Baghdad last Tuesday night. And if you do a LexisNexis search, not a word appeared in the U.S. press. Nothing. Now, according to a report today from the International Federation of Trade Unions, Hadi Saleh was severely tortured before being put to death. Evidence of torture was visible on his head and body. His hands and legs had been tied. He was blindfolded, then strangled with electrical wire. In the past 3 months, Iraqi Federation of Trade Union members and rank-and-file workers have been murdered and kidnapped as they tried to carry out normal union activity or simply do their jobs. On November 3rd, 4 railroad workers were killed and their bodies mutilated. December 25th, Christmas, 2 train drivers were kidnapped, 5 other workers beaten. December 26th, the building of the Transport and Communications Workers in Central Building was shelled. Together, it says here, with the assassination of Hadi Saleh, these horrifying crimes are making Iraq as dangerous a place for union activists as Colombia. Now, you know that the puppet government that we have put in place there, of Alawi, is absolutely hostile to trade unionists. And the U.S. occupying force, what Wolfowitz and the rest of these killers have done, they're trying to set up Iraq where there is no minimum wage, no health care, no nothing, no unions, nothing. It'll be strictly a playground where these rapacious vampires can make as much money as they care to make. There's not a right-winger in this country, especially not in the Bush administration, who has anything but utter contempt for trade unionists. Now, in the United States, we're down to about 8% of the workforce, so it's no longer a factor. Unions in this country are no longer any sort of factor whatsoever. The new governor of Indiana, Bush's former, Mitch Daniels, his former, the budget director, did you see, where is it? On his second day in office, Governor Mitch Daniels canceled the state's collective bargaining agreements with the state's unions. That means 23,000 state employees represented by unions are no longer able to negotiate pay, benefits like health care, work rules, nothing. 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 Daniels is Indiana's first Republican governor in 16 years. On his second day in office, he effectively abolishes unions. In Iraq, now who do you suppose is hunting down trade unionists, organizers, and butchering them? Torturing them first, and then butchering them. Who do you suppose is doing that? Huh? The Salvador option. Do you suppose the Salvador option is already in play? This is precisely, damn it, precisely what happened in Central America. Precisely what happened in Colombia. Precisely what happened in Venezuela. Precisely what happened in Chile. And who was behind it all? Oh, I'm sorry. We were. The United States government. Not you and me. So here we are again. El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, the rest of Central America, 200,000 people butchered. Who are the first to go? Union members. Who are the first to go in Hitler's Germany? Well, among the top five. Union organizers. Trade unionists. Who was assisted in overthrowing the Soviet Union from his perch in Poland at the Gdansk shipbuilding yard? Who was that? Lech Wałęsa. What was he? He was the president of Solidarity. What was Solidarity? A union! Not going to have any of this in Iraq. Oh, no. The Salvador option. Butcher the bastards. Kill them. But torture them first. We know about torture now, don't we? Huh? We've always known about torture. But now, everybody knows that we know about torture. So who do you suppose is killing the union organizers in Iraq? Saddam's? What does Rumsfeld call them? Dead enders? Why? Who do you suppose is doing the assassinations? Who do you suppose is doing the torturing? This is what we have become. Oh, my God. This is what, and this right-wing freak Christian group is all pissed off because they're screaming they can't wear their crosses to Bush's inauguration parade. If they were real Christians, you know what they would do? They would rip their crosses off and gouge them into their skin and get blood on them and throw them in front of the limousine that carries Bush to be crowned. That's what a true Christian would do in this country, don't you think? Huh? Am I being a little extreme here? Hmm? Didn't they all go watch the Mel Gibson movie with the beating and flailing? Come on, a little blood, a little gore. It's good for the soul. It purifies. If you're religious, if you subscribe to a religion, look at what the Muslims do. They beat themselves. They flail themselves. Look what the fundamentalist Christians do. Not in this country. They're too scared. But in most countries, they just rip their flesh. Bleed blood, the blood of God, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Christ, the blood of somebody. In this case, the blood of Hadi Saleh, International Secretary of the Iraqi Federation of Trade Unions, tortured and murdered in his own home in Baghdad a week ago. Now, other than this program, where have you heard about that? I don't know. Maybe you have. Hell, I don't know. I hadn't until somebody sent me this article. What did Rumsfeld say? Salvador option? I don't know anything about that. What? It's in a magazine? What, Newsweek? Newsweek magazine? What is Newsweek? What is that? Is that a News Weekly? Is it? Yeah. I'll have somebody in my staff take a look at that. And I have no idea. The Salvador option. That's where they torture and murder people like trade unionists? Well, we don't. You know, this is the United States of America. We believe in... what do we believe in? Let me see. Let me check with General Myers about what we believe in, and I'll get back to you, okay? Because I'm not exactly sure. Let me check with Alberto. You know, Alberto was questioned the other day by those terrorist sympathizers on the Senate Judiciary Committee about whether or not our policy of torture was an official policy, And what did Alberto said? He was a good boy. He said, well, I'll have to get back to you on that. Well, I'm the Secretary of Defense. Let me get back to you. I've got to go read this Newsweek article. I have to go to the toilet. So while I'm in there taking a dump, I will read the Newsweek article. And I'll get back to you. Okay?
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust. Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Mother, do you think she's good enough?
It's about 21 past the hour. All right, as promised. Wiley is calling from Tennessee. Wiley, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
My pleasure, sir.
Hey, I wanted to first thank you for playing the Dogs of War from Pink Floyd Animals.
Sure.
I can't believe it's been like 77 when that came out and how prophetic that was.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What I originally called you about is I'm one of those people in Tennessee that's losing their health care. And you're the guy that broke it to me, unfortunately, because I get all my news from these days since the election from Democratic Underground, thanks in part to poor Kefra, who I guess doesn't have to deal with this anymore. And I don't know what Democratic Underground's going to do now for a news bureau, but we'll figure out something. But... anyway, I'm a 30-year carpet layer, taking the Social Security the whole time, that has 10 busted discs, a couple of bad knees, has been fighting for Social Security for 4 years to get on it. And until I do, I don't get Medicaid in order to get Medicaid. And in the meantime, TennCare's been paying for my doctor's visits and the 8 medications I take, including the fentanyl pain patches, the narcotic. They cost $30 a patch, And when they take me off of it, it's going to throw me into withdrawal, which I'm going to be, I have to be hospitalized for 10 days.
Oh, my God. Wiley, have you gotten any notice as to when this is going to affect you? I just
broke it to me tonight, Mike. I haven't heard a clue on any of it. I knew that it might happen back before Christmas. I heard the governor say something, but they put it off, and you're the guy that hit me with it tonight.
Well, I apologize for that. I really do.
No. Hey, somebody had to do it. I mean, I had my head in the computer the last 24 hours. I've been reading a marathon of everything that I could find that Joe Badgett had written.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you can imagine the frame of mind I'm in right now.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've had huge chunks of my life without health care when I was raising until Molly was born, my youngest son, who's now 26. There was a long period of time there, about 18 months, when I wasn't working, had no unemployment comp coming in, and lived on what little savings I had, and got some help from my mother and so on and so forth, and managed to keep my head above water. But I used to be terrified what would happen, and you know, I was in my 40s at the time, and I'm just thinking, you know, what would happen if I get real sick? What happens if Chris gets real sick? And the irony was, Chris had an asthmatic bronchial condition, and three times I had to take him to an emergency room when he was before he turned 10, where he was having difficulty, I mean serious difficulty breathing. Well, it turned out that all three times that I went, they were so intrigued with his case that they had somehow it was paid for. I never got a bill. I once took him to Emory. I once took him to Grady Hospital here in Atlanta, and another time I took him to Georgia Baptist. And finally, researchers at Emory put him in a research program, and for the next 6-7 years, his medical care was handled through grants on this research project for kids that had been born with Hylian membrane syndrome, which Chris was born with. So, I've been through it in a sense, and it's scary. And I know, I in that regard, Wiley, I know what I knew the terror that you must be feeling now, or bordering on it. How long do you have to go before you can get on some sort of federal Medicaid?
Well, I'm finally going to get a hearing, which is the first time I've seen anybody face to face on my Social Security. Supposedly in March, but it'll probably be April or May. And I'm just praying that the 10 care will keep me going till then. I mean, I went through years with no health insurance, but I was healthy then. You know?
Yeah.
I got serious things going on now. I got Hep C. You know?
Well,
a lot of things are going on.
Keep us posted, Wiley, all right?
Mike, let me leave you with this. Remember the old thought that journalism, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
Right,
and
exactly.
I want you to know you do a damn good job of that.
Okay, well, thanks, Wiley. All right, stay in touch, all right?
All right, bye.
All right, thanks, Wiley. Appreciate you checking in. Yeah, we can't have universal health care in this country for people like you and me and Wiley and my wife, and your husband, and your kid, and your mama, and your grandmama. We can't have that. We can't have... I'm not talking about freebies. I'm talking about universal single-payer health care. I'm talking about the Canadian model, the British model, the German model, the Swedish model, the Norwegian model, the Icelandic model, the Japanese model. You know, whatever. Pick one. But we can't have it. You know why we can't have it? Because that's communism. That's socialism. That's Hillary Clinton. That's, I don't know what the hell it is. But we have people like Bill Frist, who is now the Senate Majority Leader, whose family has gouged and ripped and eaten its way through more death and sickness and disease and fraudulent medical care in this country than who? Jeb Bush, probably. Isn't Frist's family, a branch of his family, weren't they found guilty of massive, massive Medicare or Medicaid or some damn program fraud, cheating sick people?
But see, we can't have universal health care in this country. No, can't have it, because there wouldn't be any profit in it. there wouldn't be any HMOs. There wouldn't be any and health insurance or PPOs, or there wouldn't be a chance for fraud, unless it was government fraud. You know, we can't have universal health care in this country. It wouldn't be the Christian thing to do.
Osteoporosis, glaucoma, and neurosis. The most destructive thing of all conditions. Thank you first, the same as the first. I forgot the words again. Dementia and senility, my failing muscles atrophy.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Please, McBride. I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride. Premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape, saddle shoes, D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters.
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts, and I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book, there's more in it.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken show. Was Abraham Lincoln gay? No, he wasn't. But if he were, Eric Lemansky from Slate Magazine would probably know about it. He covers the Lincoln gay type issues from our own day in his column Today's Papers. David Brock is planning to stop by also to explain which of the muck raked recently by muckrakers on the right is legit and which is simply fake muck. Join us for that, plus some predictable surprises on the next Al Franken show.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. You know who Terry Jones is, of course. With you know who I'm talking about, right? Monty Python. He's also a film director, and he had a comment in the Guardian of the UK today, and he asked an interesting question. He said, "I'm bewildered by the world reaction to the tsunami tragedy. Why are newspapers, television, and politicians making such a fuss? Why has the British public forked out more than £100 million to help the survivors? And why is Tony Blair now promising hundreds of millions of pounds? Why has Australia pledged £435 million and Germany £360 million? Why has Mr. Bush pledged £187 million? Of course, it's wonderful to see the human race rallying to the aid of disaster victims, but it's the inconsistency that has me foxed. Nobody is making this sort of fuss about all the people killed in Iraq. And yet it's a human catastrophe of comparable dimensions. According to the only scientific estimate attempted, Iraqi deaths since the war number more than 100,000. The tsunami death toll is in the region of 150,000. Yet in the case of Iraq, the media seem reluctant to impress on the public the scale of the carnage. I haven't seen many TV reporters standing in the ruins of Fallujah breathlessly describing how, in 30 years of reporting, they've never seen a human tragedy on this scale. The Pope hasn't appealed for everyone to remember the Iraqi dead in their prayers, and MTV hasn't gone silent in their memory. So are the deaths caused by bombs and gunfire less worthy of our pity than deaths caused by a giant wave? Or are Iraqi lives less worth counting than Indonesian, Thai, Indian, and Swedish? Why aren't our TV companies and newspapers running fundraisers to help Iraqis whose lives have been wrecked by the invasion? Why aren't they screaming with outrage at the man-made tsunami that we have created in the Middle East? It truly is baffling. Harold is calling from New York City. Harold, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Happy New Year.
Hey, same to you.
Great. Mike, I just wanted to talk about, I got a letter today from the Democratic National Committee.
The one that the Raging Cajun signed?
Yeah, James Carville.
Right.
They're asking for money, and they enclosed a new renewal card for 2005 for my membership to the DNC. Well, first of all, I tried peeling the card off, and it stuck, so the card got ruined anyway. But I sent them, instead of sending them money, I checked off, when they asked for, you know, the donation, I checked off the zero.
Yeah.
Zero, and I wrote back to them, you know, grow a spine, and you'll get my dime. And then I put a letter in there with that, you know. And it said, basically, last week, Barbara Boxer stood up and had the guts to stand up to the Republicans, but not one other Democratic senator had the guts to stand with her. Until the Democratic Party learns how to stand up to Republicans and tells them in no uncertain terms that we are not going to stand for another stolen election, the DNC will not get another dime out of me. If you think I'm hiding behind the Green and Libertarian parties is what I expect of the Democratic Party, you've got another thing coming. So go ahead. Vote to certify fraudulent electors, and while you're at it, why not confirm that torture memo writing Gonzalez as Attorney General? I'm sure he finds the DNC quaint and relevant. And I wrote again, gross spying, you'll get my dime. And as a postscript, I asked for the address of the Green Party.
Hey, good for you. Yeah, good for you, Harold. The Democratic Party, you know, I got a bunch of emails today that I opened this morning pleading with me not to abandon the Democratic Party. Emails that said, look, you know, we need people to stand and fight. We need people to, you know, on and on, along those lines. And I really appreciate the sensitivity of the people who wrote those letters. But as far as I'm concerned, those are people who don't quite understand that the Democratic Party is dead. It is dead. And if it's not dead, it's on life support. And those of us who believe in what the Democratic Party used to stand for have got to unplug it and let it go.
Because it's
a corpse and it's beginning to stink.
You know, they're talking about standing up for the Democratic Party. What about the Democratic Party standing up for those poor people in Ohio who would not be deterred through against all odds to vote and not even have their vote count? How come they didn't stand up for them? That's my question.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, that's a good question. No, I've had it with the Democratic Party. It's as far as I'm concerned, it's over. You know, I don't advocate. This is not an advocacy program. This is a program where people come and bitch and complain and moan, and talk about how awful it is. We don't offer solutions here. We observe. You know, I wouldn't be so arrogant as to say to somebody, well, "Here's what you need to do." You know, that's you know, everybody works their own karma. Everybody's on their own path. Even this whole country is on its path. Hey, while I got you on the phone here. Somebody sent this to me tonight. Who sent this to me? Mike from Madison, Connecticut. Listen to this. Listen to this, okay?
Sure.
Martin Luther King said this, 4th of April, 1967. Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment. And it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I will place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I am God.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So, you know, I'm a non-believer in those. I mean, I appreciate all the mythologies, but you know, I don't subscribe to the belief system Martin Luther King did. But that's powerful stuff. I mean, that is so powerful. That what King said. Now, why can't the Democratic Party reclaim its breath, its blood, its heart? I would no more contribute to the Democratic Party than I would open a vein. As far as I'm concerned, the Democratic Party is dead. Now, Howard Dean says he wants to run for the DNC chairmanship. Two predictions.
What?
Two
yeah.
predictions. First of all, he won't make it. He won't make it. Not because he's not deserving. You know, if anybody deserves to run the Democratic Party and try to bring it back, okay, let Howard Dean try. But secondly, I don't think Howard Dean understands What? He'd be kicking a corpse. He'd be trying to bring a corpse to life. And besides, I'm starting to wonder just a tad about all the Democratic candidates. Even my man, Dennis. I'm having a real crisis of faith here where it concerns the Democratic Party. I really am. And I realize Dennis was one of the 32 that stood up, and I appreciate that, and bless your heart, Dennis.
Here's my hope, though. The reason I wrote this letter is that, you know, the old term, money talks and BS walks, and mm-hmm. I think that if enough of us return those requests for funds with letters like I sent, I think maybe they might get the message, you know, that, you know, I mean, people like me, and my business, I have this bar in New York. We held fundraisers for the Democrats. I'm not going to do it anymore. And you know, we were their base. We were the reasons that they were able to outstrip the Republicans or nearly outstrip them in fundraising. And they're not, you know, they're just, you know, when they didn't sign on with Barbara Boxer, I think they let that dry up. And they need to learn a lesson. You know, I'm a member of Howard Dean's group in New York, DFNYC, and we have meetings at my bar every month now. And I think that they may be the only hope for the Democratic Party in the long run. There are a lot of young people, and the DSNYC, their thing is to get involved with local politics and get in the Democratic Party and change it from the inside. And I think that may be the only way to do it, to join the local Democratic clubs and become part of the Democratic Party so they actually listen to you, because they won't listen to outside agitators.
Well, you know, good luck with that. I mean that. My choice is to stay as far away. I've had it with the Democrats, all Democrats, you know, national Democrats or Democratic Party organizers or Democratic Party fundraisers. You know, if I could sit down with Barbara Lee or Dennis Kucinich or any of those people and have a real heart-to-heart and have a cup of coffee, I would say, you know, you're better than this. Get out of the Democratic Party. And they would look at me Sheila Jackson Lee is who I was talking about. They would look at me and say, what, are you crazy? And I would say, no, I may be. But you know, Dennis, Sheila, you're much better human beings than to be associated with a party that leaves you out, hangs you out to dry over and over and over and over again. So let it go. Form a new party. Start over.
You're right.
You know, and
there's
that's
something really wrong with that party. There's something wrong there.
And again,
Kerry out of town when they had the vote. You know, I think they let him. They made him go out of town so he wouldn't be there to be the sore loser. And it's so stupid that they're afraid of the media like that.
I know. Well, I don't believe necessarily that it's the fear of the media. I think it's corruption, and I do believe that the Democratic Party is corrupt beyond redemption. And I'm not talking about rank and file Democrats. You know, up until a week ago, that was me. I'm not saying we're corrupt. I'm not saying you're corrupt. I'm not saying the people who are busting their ass trying to restore the breathe life back in the Democratic Party are corrupt. I'm talking about the people that control everything in the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. They're corrupt beyond belief. The corruption in the Democratic Party is just a different kind of corruption, but it's corruption nonetheless.
Yeah. Well,
so
maybe
that's
the America Party. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, listen.
To a political party or something.
All right. Well, stay in touch. Let me know what happens, Harold. Okay.
All right. You take care. Good night.
All right. You too. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. Don't let this happen to you, because if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassette tape is for people who've made the decision to keep growing. Busy people who want a powerful vocabulary, but don't have the time to study. Just by listening, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with precise pronunciation and proper word usage. The words you use are a yardstick by which others measure your intelligence and your level of education. Again, if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. So call now for Verbal Advantage, the Word Power Success Program for people who've made the decision to keep growing.
Learn more, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Sheo Samples writing for scoop.co.nz in New Zealand. I had a piece dated tomorrow, which is today in New Zealand, titled "The Last Man to Concede." And she writes about how on November 3rd, just hours after the Democratic vice presidential hopeful John Edwards made a national announcement that he and Kerry were not going to concede until all the votes were counted, Kerry grabbed the spotlight and conceded before all the votes were counted. You know, screw that. Kerry, she writes, took the money and ran. Seems she couldn't stick around because he and the missus were spending Christmas at a holiday extravaganza in Sun Valley as personal guests of California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who just weeks before had fired up the Republican convention in Madison Square Garden by declaring that America is safer with George Bush as president. They laugh at us. Really? So some of these national Democrats just kick back and laugh. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, Kerry, who was largely AWOL after the election, was seen in intense conversation with Dennis Miller? Little right-wing turncoat rat Dennis Miller? Sheila writes, it would be another 2 months before Kerry got around to emailing his millions of stunned, exhausted, and much poorer supporters to let them know that although he was committed to ensuring that every vote in this election is counted, alas, he wouldn't be joining the protest of the Ohio electors. He wrote, I am deeply concerned about the issues being highlighted by my colleagues in Congress and citizens across the country and support their efforts to highlight the need to ensure voting rights. Kerry wrote, and then admitted that the troubling questions, as he puts it, gathered by Representative John Conyers, quote, have not yet been answered. And meanwhile, back in the trenches, it was Conyers, the ranking Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, who continued to do so much more than just highlight issues and gather questions. Conyers faced the stiff and often illegal opposition from Ken Blackwell, Ohio Secretary of State and co-chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign in Ohio. And Sheila writes, Conyers was abandoned by Republican Judiciary Committee members and ridiculed throughout the media as a loony conspiracy theorist. However, Conyers didn't look back, nor did he change course. He conducted hearings, investigations, and interviews that ultimately proved something went terribly wrong in the state of Ohio. It took 102 pages for Conyers to list what went wrong. Where was John Kerry? Was Kerry's name on that? John Conyers was the last man to concede. And the Democratic Party, the first man to concede was John Kerry. Goodbye, John Kerry. Have a nice life. It just doesn't stop. Sure, you're a Democrat, and you're honorable, and you've busted your ass, and you're willing to continue to bust your ass. Blood, sweat, tears, your money, anything. God, got to stop these right-wing Nazis. God, got to stop this Republican Party. Oh, my God. Don't be a sucker. What does it take? What does it take? Please. Please. Now, I just said, I don't advise people. this is close to advice, but I'm just saying, don't be a sucker. Take a look at 2000. Take a look at 2002. Take a look at 2004, and if you want to, stick around and see what happens on 2006. How many times do we Democrats have to have our asses handed to us? How many times? You know, this is who wrote about this? Was it Michael Moore about being an abused? This is like spousal abuse or child abuse or something. We keep getting the hell slapped out of us, and we keep going back for more. We keep sending more money. We keep ringing more doorbells. We keep holding more meetings. We keep doing this. We keep doing that. If that's your thing, to keep doing it. God bless you. You know, just keep doing it. Keep doing it. You know, just keep doing it. Keep trying to push the boulder up the mountain. You'll get to the top, and then the boulder will roll back down, and you start all over again. Or keep trying to strike a match on a wet cake of soap. Or keep trying to push a string. Or keep trying to organize for the Democratic Party. They're all about the same. No? You disagree? See, I've got Democrats out there right now furiously typing up an email to send to that bastard Malloy. How can Malloy be saying this? Furious Democrats right now. I can hear the keyboards clicking. Well, you're just as bad as Republicans. Please save it. Don't waste the effort. You know, I'll look at your first sentence and delete it. You know, just don't. I'm not interested. You know, send that crap to somebody else. Show me instead of climbing on me. Show me where the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, Democratic Leadership Conference, or any National Democrat out there. I'm not talking about these 31, 32 House members. Show me where a Democrat has provided for you the kind of Democratic Party leadership that you expect. Huh? Show me a Democrat who has stood up in the past 10 years to this filthy, evil Republican Party, this political organization straight out of the deepest bowels of hell, the Republican Party. Show me one. Show me one who has said, no, not going to do it. And I will turn around and show you all the Democrats who have confirmed. What have they confirmed? 204 or 110 judicial appointments by the Bush crime syndicate. Huh? You think those are liberal judges? How many cabinet positions have been confirmed by Democrats in the Senate because they didn't have the courage? How many USA Patriot Acts were voted in favor of? Huh? You show me your list, I'll show you mine. This is Air America Radio.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
I already have that,
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Saturday.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe is called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more on it.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Rescue workers in Southern California are searching for as many as 20 people buried in debris from a massive mudslide. Four people were killed in the mudslide in the Ventura County neighborhood of La Conchita. The area received heavy rainfall for several days, causing a steep hillside to give way. Authorities say the mudslide smashed houses together, creating more potential air spaces in which survivors might still be found. Sunshine is in the forecast for Southern California. Meteorologist Rob St. Pierre says Southern California has received an unprecedented amount of rain.
This July 1st has been the wettest period in the L.A. Basin since they've been keeping records.
The latest storm system to hit that area should pass by later today. A U.S. Marine was killed in action Tuesday in western Iraq. The military said the Marine was assigned to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force and died in the Anbar province west of Baghdad. The province includes the volatile cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. The multinational force in Iraq also announced the deaths of three Iraqi National Guardsmen. They came under attack while delivering supplies to a school in northern Iraq. President Bush has nominated a federal judge from New Jersey to be the nation's new Homeland Security chief. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
U.S. Appeals Court Judge Michael Chertoff is the president's choice to replace outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
Mike has shown a deep commitment to the cause of justice and an unwavering determination to protect the American people.
Bush said Chertoff will be a strong and effective leader of Homeland Security. The veteran prosecutor is a former assistant U.S. Attorney General. After 9/11, Chertoff supervised federal prosecutions of suspected terrorists. He also helped craft the USA Patriot Act, the controversial legislation which boosted police powers after 9/11. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
The IRS is reminding people that donations sent to help in tsunami relief efforts can help out during tax time, and a deadline is being extended. IRS spokeswoman Pat Brummer says a new law enacted last week allows charitable donations made this month to Indian Ocean tsunami relief efforts to be claimed on itemized deductions.
In order to take a charitable deduction on your tax return, you have to make the contribution by December 31st of 2004. So this is extending that a month. And the reasoning behind that is they want individuals to make contributions to aid in relief efforts.
Brummer says as long as a check is sent by the end of January to a qualified charity, you can deduct the donation on either this year or next year's tax returns. He's flown into space six times aboard the space shuttle, five times as commander, and now astronaut Jim Weatherby is hanging up his flight suit. Weatherby is retiring after 20 years with the space agency to pursue other interests. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Hi, this is Al Franken on the next Al Franken show. Was Abraham Lincoln gay? No, he wasn't. But if he were, Eric Umansky from Slate Magazine would probably know about it. He covers the Lincoln gay type issues from our own day in his column Today's Papers. David Brock is planning to stop by also to explain which of the muck raked recently by muckrakers on the right is legit and which is simply fake muck. Join us for that, plus some predictable surprises on the next Al Franken show.
Welcome back. It's about six and a half past the hour. Michael Chertoff was very active in the Whitewater investigation and pursued every illegal avenue that he possibly could to try to get to the Clintons. He was counsel to Alphonse D'Amato in that investigation. He showed his willingness to turn a legal investigation into a political one. And shortly after the Whitewater investigation had been finished, Michael Chertoff utilized his role in that probe to promote Robert Dole's presidential campaign. This guy is filthy. Aside from the fact that this guy is really a vampire who is in desperate need of feasting. Have you seen him? Did you see him on television today? What an ugly bastard. I mean, just beyond ugly. I'm sorry. Hey, look, you know what they said about John Kerry during the campaign? Herman Munster and Canyon Face and so on and so forth. This Chertoff, even Bush standing out there, you could see he was scared to death. He almost wet his pants. President of the United States almost peed himself standing next to Michael Chertoff. That guy is so ugly and in a weird way, like a beast way, like something that dwells way, 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 way down in some forest somewhere in Bavaria, deep in a cave underneath a mountain. You talk about Night of the Living Neocons. This guy would scare the hell out of the Gollum. Man, what an ugly, ugly, vicious, killer-looking man. I've never seen anybody so scary-looking. And I call it ugly. This guy eats human flesh. You know he does. You know he does. He wrote an article for Newsweek in 1996 entitled Why Whitewater Matters. and described the Clintons' wrongdoing and why it was important. There was no wrongdoing. Does anybody remember that? Does anybody remember the final report from this pervert Ken Starr? Nothing. Nothing. But here's the part I like. What am I quoting from? What the hell am I quoting from here, Kathy? I don't even know. Chertoff co-wrote a brief in Chavez versus Martinez arguing that there's no general constitutional right to be free of coercive police questioning. Think about that sentence for a second. There's no constitutional right to be free of coercive police questioning. What is coercive police questioning? Is that when they shove electrodes up your rectum? What is coercive police questioning? Huh? In the case at hand, Oliverio Martinez was riding a bicycle in Oxnard, California, when two police officers stopped him for questioning because they wrongly suspected he was selling drugs. Martinez, a farm worker, had a long knife on him that he used to cut strawberries. When police grabbed for his knife, he ran from them. One of the officers then tackled him, and while they were both on the ground, the other police officer shot Oliviero Martinez 5 times, once in the head, once in the spine, and 3 times in the legs. An ambulance took him to the hospital, in the ambulance, and then at the hospital, a police supervisor who had arrived at the scene interrogated Martinez, without reading him his Miranda warnings, in order to try to get him to admit that he had reached for the police officer's gun before he was shot. A tape recording of the interrogation showed that Martinez was screaming in pain while he was being questioned. In response to one of the screams, the police officer said, "Well, if you're going to die, tell me what happened." Martinez sued the police. He survived. He sued the police officer who questioned him. The district court dismissed the claim. But the Ninth Circuit reversed the district court, holding that Martinez had a right to remain silent, that the police violated by interrogating him while he was in pain, despite the fact that he repeatedly refused to answer questions. The police officers appealed to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. The U.S. Solicitor General then filed an amicus brief co-written by Chertoff supporting the police. The brief argued, the one written by Chertoff, that the police were just preserving evidence about a shooting and that anything that happened to Oliviero Martinez was permissible. This is the new head of the Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff. How about Zacharias Moussaoui? One of the terrorists that we're holding with no access to lawyers, no access to anything. Moussaoui has been denied constitutional protections that you and I take for granted. Michael Chertoff argued to the Fourth Circuit that the court ordered that he have access to his lawyer. Chertoff argued that the court could not order the government produce, for example, witnesses against Moussaoui because he, the witness, is out of the country at an undisclosed location. But the witness is in the custody of the federal government. The out-of-the-country argument is a sham. This is Michael Chertoff. It goes on and on. Do your own research. Check this guy out. Now, will the Democrats confirm him? Well, of course. Of course he'll confirm. What are they calling him? Judge. Are they calling him Judge? Are they calling him Judge Chertoff? Huh? This guy looks like he's part wolf, doesn't he? Huh? He looks like he just devours babies. You know, he eats babies. He must. He must go into orphanages, and when the nuns aren't looking, he snatches a baby or two and takes them out and back and parboils them and eats them. That's what he looks like. He looks like Vlad the Impaler. He looks like Dragul. I'm from Transylvania. I'm from Romania. What kind of a name is Chertoff? I'm from... my uncle was Dragul. Count Dragul. And Bush stands there. And you know Bush is just, you know, I got to hurry up and finish this because, man, this guy's making me have to pee. Scared him to death. I'd like to see Chertoff and Cheney in a death match. Wouldn't that be fun? They're both from the land of the undead. Wouldn't it be fun? So there he is. There's Chertoff. There's your new Department of Homeland Security guy. There's a guy who, don't you just know that, you know, the only babies he really eats are Muslim babies, right? Middle Eastern babies. I'm very hungry. I want to eat some babies. This guy is weird. Now, does he really eat babies? How the hell would I know? That's what he looks like. That's what he looks like. You remember old Canyon Face John Kerry, right? Hey, isn't that funny? Hey, Rush, what about that? Doesn't he look like a Herman Munster? Fact is, Michael Chertoff is a vampire. I got an email from somebody who, best not tell you who it was, but he sent me a birth certificate on Chertoff. Well, not the birth certificate, a copy of it. But it was issued in Romania in 1206. Think about that. Michael Chertoff was born in Romania in 1206, in a little village, Karpinska. So here he is, the head of Homeland Security now. Once the Democrats get down on their knees and say, yes, master, yes, master, yes. We will make you the chief of, yes, master. This guy is going to head Homeland Security. You think, what's his name? Who was the head of Homeland Security guy? The Tom Ridge. You think he was weird? You know, he looked like J. Edgar Hoover's bastard child, bastard son. I admit that. But you think some of the people in the first Bush cabinet were weird? Man, get ready for round two. It's going to be rock and roll. It's going to be rock and roll like you and I have never seen before. Hold on. Find someone to hold on to. Hey, huh? Grab hold. Hold on tight, dude and dudette, because it is going to be rock and roll for the next 4 years, huh? Think you'll make it? We'll see, won't we? When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, we can target things easier and move more quickly, which means we need to be lighter and quicker and more facile.
on your strange faces come out of the rain when you stray. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's. Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, and he has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just get called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Costs payable at conclusion of case.
I'm honored to shake the hand of a brave Iraqi citizen who had his hand cut off by Saddam Hussein.
Body parts. I'm telling you, these people are vampires, werewolves. Joy wrote into me, pretty much one word, Nosferatu. But there's a quote here from Denise Diderot that she included. And I love this. I completely forgot about this. Man will never be free until the last king is strangled with the entrails of the last priest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You want to do these Scott McClellan sound bites from today real quick, Kathy? Huh? I don't know if they're relevant to what we're talking about. But just two, and then on to your phone calls. Simple Scotty answered in his inimitable way some questions about the upcoming Iraqi elections, which are going to be blood-soaked and almost as corrupt as our own elections here. Not quite as corrupt as the elections here, but there will be blood-soaked for the few people who do participate. What is it? What is Bushman saying? 14 of the 18 provinces can feel the military commanders feel that the elections go off there. What he's leaving out is that red state, blue state thing. The 14 of the 18 contain about 20% of the population of the country of Iraq, right? So anyway, one of the crack White House reporters said the following to Scott McClellan today. Scott, can you tell us about the Alawi phone call this morning and whether the president and Alawi discussed the fact that 3 weeks from now there will be elections that in effect won't happen in some parts of the country? Or about how imperfect it's likely to be with one of the major ethnic groups almost unrepresented. It sounds like Ohio, Scott.
I think both leaders are committed to making sure we have the best possible election with the widest possible participation. And so we're working to address security issues to make sure that that can happen.
Quack, quack.
And we have to recognize
quack, quack.
That this is the beginning of
quack.
Building a democratic
quack.
And peaceful Iraq for the Iraqi people.
Quack.
And so that's where our focus is on moving forward to make sure that we have the best possible election,
quack,
recognizing
quack.
That democracy takes time.
Quack,
and
quack.
This election, no one expects to be perfect, but we want to make it as the best possible election with the broadest possible participation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that means 60% of the population of Iraq can't vote and because of because they've either bailed out. You know, not everybody in Iraq, Scott, is as stupid as you are. You know, most people have figured out, let me see, voting equals getting blown up. No, no thanks. I'll pass. Let's see now. I can. That's right. The Americans want me to go stand in one of those lines, like our police recruits do. One of those lines, and the car comes by, and boom, you know, 30 people with over here and over there, arms, legs, eyeballs, teeth, hair all over the pavement. No. And besides, who am I voting for? you know, I want to vote for an imam, and there's not one on. The ballot. I'm a Sunni. You know, I want to vote for Saddam, and they won't let me. I want to vote for... No, I'm not going to vote because I love my arms. I like the way my head is attached to the rest of my body. So no thanks, Scott McClellan and great United States. No thanks. I'll pass. All I really want to do here is run my tea shop anyway. You know, I don't care who it's under. Incredulous that even these Bush administration idiots would force an election on a nation still under siege. My God, they want to convince the Americans, don't they? Look, we held an election. Look here. They voted. Another reporter says, well, Scott, so at this point there's nothing that can happen on the ground that would prevent the elections?
The terrorists want the leg elections. That's why you're seeing the terrorists and the Saddam loyalists desperately trying to stop those elections from happening.
Quack.
Through fear and intimidation and suicide bombings.
Quack, quack.
They will be defeated.
Quack.
We are going to defeat them.
And
part of the way of defeating the regime elements and the terrorists who want to turn back to the past of tyranny is to move forward on the path to democracy.
And if elections don't work, there's always the Salvador option, right, Scott? Isn't that a knee slapper, old buddy? Damn. We already are torturing and murdering the labor activists in Iraq. Hell, you know, what's it going to take to run some wet operations, you know, just like we've done before? We got the gang back together, Elliot Abrams and Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld and Negro Ponte. We got everybody back together, huh? We got the knives out. We got the we got all the tools. Damn, this is going to be fun. We're going to eat tonight, aren't we? We're going to eat for a long time. We're going to have more dead people over there. Hell, it's going to be fun. It's going to be. It's not going to be the starving Iraqis now. It's going to be some of them fat Iraqis. Yeah, some of them Sunnis. That's who we're going to eat. That's who we're going to get. All the Reagan, Pappy Bush outlaws and murderers are back for seconds with Dim Sun. All of them. All of them. Broken treaties, broken vows, broken pipes, broken tools, people bending, broken rules. I'm a holly, both rock broken.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
I'll make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Unfiltered.
Wednesday on Unfiltered. Put your hand on the Bible. Pleather. Before she takes oath, we hear from the new Washington governor-elect, Christine Gregory. Plus, ever seen your parents taken away in handcuffs? Were your grandparents communists? Sexy, huh? Ty Jones, author of A Radical Line, From the Labor Movement to the Weather Underground, lets us bark up his family tree.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Nothing like having a few friends over for a cocktail or two.
Michael Chertoff. Alberto Gonzalez. Yeah. John Negroponte. Dick Cheney, clear.
Diane is calling from Boulder, Colorado. Diane, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, thanks. My adrenals, I'm just trying to keep them in check. I mean, you rage for me. It gets so tedious thinking that we can't question what the Democratic Party does when they want us to question what the Republicans do at all times and to think independently. And it's not as if I'm, like, going to nader any silliness like that. It's just like saying, prove to me you want to work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do the things that I ask you to do. I stand up, I write letters, I protest, I send money, and when you can't get it together to at least stand up in the chamber, even if it is a Pyrrhic victory, to say, like, we think something kind of sort of went wrong in Ohio.
Yeah.
Some things you have to do as symbology. The Republicans understand that all the time. They make feints towards outlawing abortion, even though they know they'll never get anything passed.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play to their base, and the base loves them for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like an unwanted stepchild or something, that they want somebody new, different, better. Oh, let's reframe it. Let's go Lakoff. Well, yeah, they can jack off on Lakoff for all I care. It's like neurolinguistic programming.
Right.
Still propaganda. It's still forced speech, and it's still thinking that someone is not smart enough to decipher it.
Really?
Anyway, I was just thinking about, next week, how do we show our face in the rest of the world? I'm thinking, I may never get out of this country. And, like, if I do, how am I going to look in the faces of not even, like, people who have gone through their grief, like France or Germany, but people who are just like in Mexico, people who know that we've done this all before and we've done it just as bad. When they're talking about the Salvador option as if it's like something nice and neutral and sweet, not the human terror equivalent of a neutron bomb.
It's like a strategy in bridge, you know, the Salvador option.
It makes no sense to treat it that delicately. It made no sense that during the debates that Cheney was able to mention El Salvador without being pimp-slapped.
Mm-hmm.
It made no sense that people were going to be so polite, and you're thinking, well, they must have some devious tactic that they're going to unleash at the last minute, and then they never do. Why did we elect them? Why did we Buster Hump to keep the senators and congressmen that we already have? Why did we go through that distance and saying we will change the world or we'll hold back the darkness? Why did we do all this so even the people who survived there are already giving up?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this when it'd be a lot easier to go underground or pretend to be or go along to get along or be a good German or do something so we can survive the next decade without having our kids taken away? Why? Do they want us to become faux Republicans and pretend that we feel the party line the way that everybody else does because there's no one to protect us?
I don't think there is a Democratic Party line anymore. I really don't. When you examine a Democratic Party platform in the last three presidential elections, other than the abortion issue, I defy any thinking American to find any difference between the Democratic and Republican platforms. There are a couple little minor insignificant things that never get enacted, never amount to a hill of snot. But the basic platforms are the same. Be a good American. Don't make waves. Shut up. We know what's best. Sorry about your job going out of the country. You'll find something else. No health care for you, Bubala. Just think about tomorrow. You know, think about tomorrow. Just be a good slave or a serf or whatever you want to call it. Think about tomorrow. Everything will be okay. If you live your life right, when you die, you'll go to heaven. Then you'll get your reward.
That's all well and good, but there's going to be a lot of suffering in between.
Oh, well, suffering is good for the good for character. It's good for the soul. Suffering is, Jesus suffered on the cross. So
yes, but Jesus also told people to care for one another.
Well, he must have been drunk at the time. You know, the important thing about Jesus is he suffered on the cross. That's all you need to know. He suffered. Look at Mel Gibson's movie. He suffered on the cross.
Even when he says, I think maybe it's not such a good idea that, like, the advisors and all the people who I knew during those war movies I made are dying in Iraq, and it sort of stinks, and they don't like it. So instead of me saying, oh, yeah, I unequivocally accept what's happening in Iraq, but maybe I ought to question it, and, gee, I have some common cause with Michael Moore. I expect the assassination attempt to happen in a couple of months.
I worry about that. I really do. That we told the story about the Marine, a Marine from Camp Pendleton the other night who opened fire, deliberately lured a couple of police in, opened fire, killed one. He's dead. The shooter's dead now because he didn't want to go back to Iraq. He didn't want to go back to Iraq.
And so, not even the whole cluster of spousal murders that happened when people were coming back from
two words for you from the first Iraq War. Two words. You ready? Mm-hmm. Timothy McVeigh.
And they wonder, we don't have to worry about all those high explosives that we somehow lost. Wasn't it the international, agency who was doing the monitoring? Didn't they lie, even though they had those cute little stamps on all of the explosives? And, oh, my God, maybe we did lose some because they're able to blow up a tank with just a single size of an egg.
I hear you. Diane, I got to move on. Thanks.
Go on.
Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. Rebecca is calling from St. Louis. Rebecca's been holding on since the program started, I think. Rebecca, thanks for your patience.
Oh, no problem. In fact, I just wanted to thank Kathy for talking me into staying on the line because I felt like what I had to say was pretty inane. But now I've gotten a lot to say, and
I think that was Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Yeah,
okay.
Linda in New York. Kathy's here in Atlanta producing the show. Linda's our associate producer, and that's probably who you talk to.
Okay, well, she's great.
Yes, she is.
And now I've got so much to say, I don't know where to start.
So I guess I will start with what I know the most about, which is working for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
I did some volunteering for them this past year. I was one of the military moms on a mission in the Midwest. And they really are disorganized. I mean, it's just unbelievable how disorganized the Democratic Party is, for one thing. But, you know, we did 8 days going around the Midwest talking to military families and speaking out about the lack of body armor and the lack of weapons. My son's a reservist. He's 18 years old. My husband is a Vietnam veteran, and he's 56. And so I'm kind of in between. You know, I'm in between seeing what happens after war and praying that my son doesn't go to war. And, you know, I feel like we expended a lot of really good will and a lot of words and time and away from our families and things like that. And I feel now like I'm just adrift as far as what to do next.
I know the feeling, Rebecca, and I think a lot of Democrats, probably the majority of Democratic Party activists, feel that same sense of being adrift. And I'm tired of it. I have felt adrift. It's not about me, but I'm just saying I felt adrift, really adrift, since the 2000 election, the run-up to the 2000 election, and I'm sick of it. I'm either going to find a new party or I'm just going to check out of politics and just be a snotty critic and just say to hell with it and, you know, sit back and go, nyeh, 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 you know, and I don't want to do that any more than you do.
No, and I don't, and the thing is that, you know, what's really scary is when someone who's always been fairly moderate of thought is starting to think, you know, maybe if some people would go bye-bye, it would be a good thing.
Could that person who used to be moderate of thought and is thinking that, could her name, her initials be Rebecca?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly, yeah. I know what you mean. I know exactly what you're saying.
And, you know, and I mean, it's not just the military stuff. You know, when the guy finally stood up in Iraq to Rumsfeld, I was like, yeah, we were screaming about this stuff months ago, and nobody was paying any attention.
And then they tried to denigrate the soldier's comments by saying that the question was framed for him by a reporter for the Nashville, Tennessee. And for all the people in Iraq, or the people back here, people like you who have been screaming about equipment and protection, if we're going to be there,
right.
You know, we don't have any business being there, but if we're going to be there, and then to have it trivialized by Rumsfeld by acting like, oh, well, that reporter set him up, you know, I know what you mean about disappearing people.
Well, and you know, the thing is that the first thing that I really did, I've got 7 children, and so I don't go out on the stump speaking for people, like, as a profession.
Right.
And, you know, so the first thing that I did was here in Missouri, where I'm from, and, you know, I just asked the rhetorical question, you know, how is it that we're supporting our troops if we're not giving them what they need to do their job?
Well, that seems like a logical question. Yeah. But with this administration, that doesn't work. The logic logic is unchristian.
Well,
Rebecca, there's the music. We got a break. Thank you. Thanks for holding on. And next time you call in, I will not keep you on the phone for 2 hours, okay?
Hey, that's okay.
All right. Take care, Rebecca. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
It's time to make some change around here.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep.
Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
It's about 9:30 before the hour to the usual gang of bandits and outlaws who put this program together tonight. Thank you, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, Linda Blake in New York, Chris in Minnesota, Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our Music Bureau Chief, Catherine Bay, Executive Producer. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com, all right? And, you know, if you got nothing else to do, go to MikeMalloy.com. Somebody emailed us and said Chertoff is Russian for devil. It's a direct translation. If you speak Russian, will you confirm that for us? we looked it up and on Google, and the closest we could come was a sentence that started out Jew Chertoff. So you know, I don't know, you pay your money and take your choice, right? Or are you something like that? Sammy in Detroit sent this to me, and I just got to share with you, boy, does he bring up something interesting. He says, Mike, this is off topic, but I need to know if I've been asleep at the wheel the past few weeks. What happened to the barrage of color-coded terror alerts issued by Homeland Security up until the 04 election? I thought the terror attacks were imminent. Are we safe now that Bush has stolen another election? Jesus, Sammy, you're right. What happened? Kathy, you're supposed to keep track of this. What happened? Where's all the terror alerts? Here we are involved in a vicious, hot war. We are killing people by the scores in Iraq. We are responsible for the killing of people by the hundreds in Iraq. We are having our own boys and girls killed in Iraq. Wait until the coronation, right? It's going to go up to magenta. Or what's above red? Huh? But Sammy's right. I have no earthly idea, Sammy. The color-coded terror alerts. You know, it completely slipped my mind, which shows you how focused I was on the terror alerts. Ooh, it's an orange today? Ooh, there's chatter out there? Ooh, ooh, quick, get some duct tape. Get some plastic sheeting. Remember that? Duct tape. Plastic sheeting. A rosary. Hang a crucifixion upside down in the front portal of the house. Get some garlic. No, wait a minute. I'm talking about Chertoff again. Plastic sheeting and duct tape. And the color-coded candy monster terror alerts. What happened? What happened? You know, some idiotic right-winger who may be lurking around this program will say, well, Mike, it's because George Bush and Jesus protected us. You idiot. Jeez. Bill is calling from Missouri. Bill, thanks for your patience, and welcome to the program.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that fascism is alive and well in the state of Missouri.
Yeah?
Kind of funny. You know, they say the apple don't fall too far from the tree.
Right.
Well, Congressman Blunt's son, Matt Blunt, was just elected our new governor, Republican governor of Missouri.
Well, I bet y'all are thrilled.
Oh, I'm thrilled, yeah, you bet you, because guess what he did today?
His
first actions of being governor, he canceled the union and all the bargaining power of the unions with all state employees of the state of Missouri.
Well, that happened in Indiana, the new governor, Republican
That's
governor
right.
of Indiana, Mitch Daniels.
That's the reason I was coming on to this. You know, another thing that's really unique to this is last night we had an officer shot when they pulled up the State Highway Patrol and was shot when they pulled the car over. Well, now then with no bargaining rights and no way to bargain for anything since it's all been taken away, I hope that the state of Missouri will honor it. But, you know, our Highway Patrolmen are great, and they need all the help they can. But, you know, if he's anything like his father, she'll probably have to wind up paying her own doctor and hospital bills.
What do you think is going to happen in Missouri with the cancellation of bargaining rights for state employees? What do you think is going to happen?
It's just going to stop. It's going to cause a lot of problem because of the fact that there won't be the money there, for one thing. They won't have the rights to bargain or say anything else. If they want to fire them, they can, and that's what they want. They want to really turn it over, get rid of people, and hire them back for less money. Hire temporary employees. They hire temporary time employees. You don't have to pay them benefits or anything of that nature. And as long as they work less than 40 hours a week, they have every right in the world to work them. They don't pay them no benefits whatsoever, and they don't even have to give them any vacation if they don't want to.
Right.
So, you know, this whole thing is just a, you know, it's fascism all the way.
It is. It is indeed.
You know, his dad, he's probably taught real well. I would imagine he's learned this stuff real well on how, just exactly on how to treat people and cut them off. Because that's what they're good at. I was in the union for many, many, many years. I know what they're good at.
Yeah. Well, Bill, thanks. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for holding on. I had no idea. I'll probably find it. Somebody will probably send me that story tomorrow. When did it happen? Today?
I just heard on the Channel 10 News tonight.
Uh-huh. So
he was on the news tonight, had him on there tonight himself. And he said he was going to do away with it.
Wow. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Stay in touch. Al is calling from somewhere in, I don't know, Al, I hate to do this. You got about 30 seconds, pal.
Hey, my lord, it's me, Al from Brooklyn. The guy was hallelujah when I found you.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, that's right. Hey,
yes.
Al, what's up?
Okay, same old. I'm just going to make it quick. Just want to take my, say my take on the Salvador option.
Hey, Al, hold on a second. You got to call me tomorrow. I got to close the show right this minute or I get fired.
No. Then I'll call you tomorrow. No. I love you. I want you to be there on the show every night. So I'll call you tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow. Thanks, Al. Yikes. Thanks for participating tonight in this program. However you chose to do that, we do appreciate it here very much. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
I live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, you've got answers.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Rescue workers in Southern California are searching for as many as 20 people buried in debris from a massive mudslide. Four people were killed in the mudslide in the Ventura County neighborhood of La Conchita. The area received heavy rainfall for several days, causing a steep hillside to give way. Authorities say the mudslide smashed houses together, creating more potential air spaces in which survivors might still be found. Sunshine is in the forecast for Southern California. Meteorologist Rob St. Pierre says Southern California has received an unprecedented amount of rain.
This July 1st has been the wettest period in the L.A. Basin since they've been keeping records.
The latest storm system to hit that area should pass by later today. A U.S. Marine was killed in action Tuesday in western Iraq. The military said the Marine was assigned to the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force and died in the Anbar province west of Baghdad. The province includes the volatile cities of Fallujah and Ramadi. The multinational force in Iraq also announced the deaths of three Iraqi National Guardsmen
They came under attack while delivering supplies to a school in northern Iraq. President Bush has nominated a federal judge from New Jersey to be the nation's new Homeland Security chief. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
U.S. Appeals Court Judge Michael Chertoff is the president's choice to replace outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
Mike has shown a deep commitment to the cause of justice and an unwavering determination to protect.